Well, North Central Kansas finally received a hard freeze last week, so hopefully our fall crops will continue to dry down for harvest to keep progressing. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Crop Production Agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Harvest is always a great time to start planning your weed management strategies for next spring, as you can actually see weed escapes from your combine. Things to take note of include what weed species are present, where the weed escapes are present, along with any changes in the size or location of your weeds. According to Dr. Sarah Lancaster, our K-State Research and Extension Weed Specialist, some of your weed escapes might be the result of soil or environmental conditions, while others might suggest problems with herbicide selection or your application equipment. However, some of these escapes might indicate the presence of herbicide-resistant weeds in your field, especially if you have used the same herbicide program for a number of years. All of these factors can be addressed for the next growing season, and now is a good time to get started. Acting now to address needs for next spring is especially important this fall, due to the anticipated shortages of key herbicides that may linger into as far as 2023. According to Lancaster, prices for some glyphosate products are currently as much as 2.5 times higher than last fall. Herbicide concerns are also compounded by shortages of other inputs. So here are some key points to remember when making plans for 2022. Take delivery of herbicides as soon as practical. However, be sure you have adequate storage to maintain the quality of those products. One consideration that could simplify storage concerns would be to opt for dry formulations rather than liquids when possible. Use the available products in ways to maximize your efficiency. This includes general maintenance of pumps or hoses, and also making sure nozzles are right for the job and are functioning properly. It is also a good idea to reconsider application perimeters, like spray volume and your driving speed. Slower driving speed can also increase herbicide absorption on target weeds, increasing the effectiveness of your applications. Reevaluate your residual herbicides. Residual herbicides are the foundation for excellent weed control, but this year you may want to consider updating your pre-emerge program to make sure you have multiple effective herbicides that will provide extended weed control. Pay attention to agronomics. Good crop production practices that result in a healthy, more competitive crop can go a long way toward managing your weeds. Consider how you can optimize crop rotations, planting patterns, and other agronomic practices to promote weed suppression. Consider cover crops. Lancaster stresses that cover crops aren't for everyone, but this might be a year when added weed suppression could be a factor in favor of planting cover crops. Winter cereals generally provide the best weed suppression and can be terminated with Group 1 herbicides such as Select or Assure 2. Lastly, be flexible. Know what you will do if your preferred product is not available. Is there an alternative with the same or similar active ingredient? When looking for alternatives, don't forget premixes that contain glyphosate or glufosinate. K-State Research and Extension has an excellent publication, the Chemical Weed Control Booklet, that can be a valuable reference to help you identify alternative products. These are available online or at your local Extension office. If you have further questions on weed management, give me a call or stop by at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day and a safe harvest.